How many of you remember what were we talking about last week? I don't expect anybody, but doesn't hurt to ask. Okay. Changing how I look at life. This was the theme of last week's meditation. Today I have part two. You know, life can and will really become a drag for many of us, depending on the way that we look at life. It can become a drag. And as a result, it's saddening to know how many of us choose to be worried, anxious, such things will cause a lot of pain and illness. And all this could be avoided if we could take a different approach and start looking at our lives in the same way that God does. Recently, I was talking to someone. I go to Sam's Club to buy supplies for the church. And I'm here, Pastor Paul, Pastor Paul. I said, good Lord. Who is it screaming that loud? So I turn around. I said, so this beloved soul came. You remember me? No. I'm sorry. I talked to so many people. I came to your church once and twice. Well, good. How are you doing? Oh, well, I said, this is not good. Why, oh, well, instead of blessed and highly favored? You know, preacher, I don't even expect anything good to happen anymore. Everything goes wrong in my life. And I'm thinking, what did I do for you to do this to me this early in the morning, Lord? I'm thinking to myself. A voice whispered in my ears, you're the preacher. Yeah, but not her preacher. Well, preacher, I've been out of job for 2 years looking for a job and I can't find a job. What? I can't find a job. I said, are you a criminal, a murderer, or something? What kind of question is this? I said, woman, you're telling me that 2 years you can't get a job? That's nonsense. Are you a backslider? No! Well, something is not adding up here. She said, I stop looking. Because everything that I do goes wrong. So, I just don't care anymore. Just go along with the flow. Folks, this is the wrong way of looking at life. And I do understand that all of us have cares, which we shouldn't. This is why the Lord says, cast all your cares upon me. This is how we're supposed to do. You know, now that I'm reading a little bit more, I am a great fan of some medical publications in the United States. And it's time and over again, you read it time and over again. I subscribe to WebMD, and every day they send me a new article on the medical field. And time and over again, you see how people get messed up because of their way of looking at life. Now, if you are doing something in a way and it's not working, I got an answer. Do it differently. I already did and it didn't work. Then do something else. So, I didn't want to hear all that stuff on some scrubs. Sis, can you stop a little bit? Time out. Yes? I want to pray for you right now. Right here? Right here. But I have a condition. What is it? I want you to promise that for 30 days, you will never, ever, ever, ever again say what you just told me. What did I just told you? Well, remember what you told me? How are you? Well, what's that supposed to mean? I mean, you're supposed to be blessed and highly favored. I preach everything I do go wrong, everything, my car is broken, the house is leaking, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. But it is true. Do you have to be proclaiming that? Have you just stopped and thought? Romans said that all things work together for your good. How is a car accident work for my good? I don't know. But have you ever made a search and asked God why? Is this happening? So can we agree that you're going to cut it off for 30 days? Whenever people ask, how are you? I'm blessed. You could even add, and highly favored too. It's so hard. No, it's not. It goes very much with the way that we look at things. We agree. I told her, but what is your field? I work with disabled children. Would you be able to get another job, to take another job? Yes. Okay. So we prayed at the Sam's Club that the Lord would open a door for this young lady to get a job within 7 weeks. Lo and behold, I go to Sam's Club to pick up some stuff early in the morning. Pastor, I need to talk to you. The boy, who's this? This voice sounds familiar. So slowly I turn back. Remember me? I said, yes, the blessed and highly favored lady. Yes. What happened? She said, I got a job the next day working as a caregiver. I said, what about that?
Praise God.
And you know what? I make almost twice than what I used to make as a substitute teacher. So, isn't God something? And you know what? I said, what? I just got a new car. I said, really? It's not even 7 weeks, is it? It's 6. And somebody sold you a car? I said, yeah, brand new. I said, wow. Go God. The way that we look at life can make our life a drag or miserable. Listen to 1 Peter 5:7. 1 Peter 5:7. Read it with me. Casting all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. I'm challenging you today, instead of being mad, instead of being disappointed, instead of being frustrated, instead of being sad, which will cause you more misery, more pain, just dump everything on Jesus Christ. Well, Prince, you don't understand. It's my family. Cast your family upon Jesus. How do you do that? Well, Father, you see that these little weasels want to go on their own. I'm out of the way. I just pray that they all be saved. I bind them into the kingdom of God, and then I move out of the way. Do whatever you have to do. Done. What? I don't want them to get hurt. Well, you will get hurt if you are killing yourself, worrying and being anxious about somebody that don't care. So all I ask, Lord, I bind them to the kingdom of God. I forbid the devil from killing them and taking them to hell. Other than that, I'm out of the way. Amen. Are you with me? And I guarantee you, you might get a phone call within 3 or 4 weeks. Can you come and bail me out? Nope. Dad, what's going on? I can't bail you out. I don't have money here to bail you out. Come on, Gabriel. You saying that I should leave my child in jail? Yes! Yes, 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 yes. Who knows? That may be the only place God will get their attention. Are you with me here? So what you're saying? Cast all your care upon Him. I mean, folks, we can look at life in a very dragging way. We can look at life in a very miserable way. Or we can choose to dump everything in Jesus' hand and move out of the way. Are you with me so far? And I know that some of you will be mad because it's against your religion. But I'm giving you the Bible. It's not worth being sick with tension, high blood pressure, aches all over your body, unable to sleep because you are worried and concerned about somebody that don't care about God. So you ask me to abandon my... I'm not asking to abandon anybody. I'm just telling you, God, it's your business. I dedicate it to you. Take care of it. I just pray that the devil will not take them to hell. I bind them to the kingdom of God. Cast all your cares upon him. Well, it's not my family. It's my job. What about it? I think I'm going to lose my job. Then raise your hands to heaven. Give glory to God. How can I do that? I'm going to be without a job. If you are a child of God and God closed that window, it's because he's going to open a door. If he closed that door, he's going to open a gate. God don't work backwards. Are you with me here? Anytime that God closed a job door for you, is because God got something bigger and better and greater. And this is why we cast all our cares upon him, because he cares for us. Are you getting the point?
Yes.
If nobody else cares about you, he does. So let's look at life different, remembering that no matter how hard things may be, Jesus will care for us. Picture yourself yoked with him. I told you this last week. Matthew 11, 29 and 30 is a good example of this. Picture yourself yoked with him. What that mean? Elder Ted, come here, please. Let me embarrass you a little bit. Don't worry, son, I'm not going to embarrass you. I want you to get a picture of this. Come over here. I want you to put your hand on my shoulder. Side by side and put one of your hands on my shoulder. This is how a yoke worked on the old days. A piece of the yoke come on this guy here, and the other piece come on this guy here. So if it happens that I get hurt along the way, I can still go because I got a strong one by my side that is able to carry the load with me. Thank you, son. You get the point? Picture yourself yoked with God. Whenever the stuff in life gets hard and tough, the purpose of a yoke is that when two bulls are working and one of them get weaker, the other one have the ability to pull on the load so they can keep moving. Are you with me here? The Lord Jesus says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. There's a $20 right now for somebody to tell me. Where in the Bible we find Jesus suffering aches and pain because he was anxious?
It's not there.
It's not there. He says, learn from me. If I've got to learn from Jesus, that means I better be yoked with him so I can be anxiety free. Are you following me so far?
That's nice. Mm-hmm.
So when we picture ourselves yoked with him, life gets tough. The weight of life is weighing us down. We've got a strong one with us that is able to pull the load with us and I'd say for us. He goes, learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. So because Jesus was never anxious or worried about it, he was always restful. And this is a lesson for us to learn. Now listen to verse 30. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. I will take the burden of Jesus rather than the burdens of my own life. Why? The burdens of my own life will weigh me down, will cause me to be sick. Are you with me? It will affect my health. So how do I take the yoke of Jesus? Very simple. I picture myself yoked with him, and whenever the burdens of life comes upon my life, I just transfer it. Amen. Yeah, Lord, it's yours. It's too heavy. I can't carry that. Please, some help. How does that work? If the burden is that I'm going to lose my job, Lord, they say they're going to fire me. So I start thanking you for the new job and the raise that I'm going to get. What? I'm just transferring the burden upon him. Because if I'm going to lose my sleep thinking that I'm going to be without a job next month, I won't sleep. I'm going to start getting stressed. It's going to drain my strength. I'm going to be feeling back pain and headache. And little do you know, a few days later is all a big havoc, big mess. I transfer it to Jesus. If it's the family, hey, the idea of family was yours. Take them into your hands. Do whatever you want to do. I'll move out of the way. And I will. Where's my health? Doctor said that I'm going to die. Lord, thank you for the place you have prepared for me. I'm on my way home. Unless you choose to keep me around here by healing my body. Are you following me here?
Yes.
When the attitude changes, the burden becomes light. You know, we are such a bunch of goofballs. How many of we here believe we're going to go to heaven? We all do, right? Why is it then when the doctor says we're going to die, we all get bent out of shape and start crying, I don't want to go, I don't want to die. Is heaven that bad? I mean, is heaven that bad? If a doctor tells me I'm going to die next month, make sure that you're right because I'm coming to cuss you out if I am not. I'm moving. I am moving into glory land. New address, new body, new life, new everything. You think I'm going to be crying because the guy said I'm going to die? Yes! I'm going home. Are you with me here? We place the burden on Jesus. Take his yoke because it's light. You say, well, preacher, I hear what you're saying, but this is so hard to do. I can do this. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Philippians 4:13 says that you can. It's not difficult to do this. You can do it. Read it with me. I can do few things through Christ who strengthens me. If you are yoked with Christ and things get rough, he carries the weight. You get enough time to recover and to strengthen yourself up so that you are then able to do all things. And you can do it. Believe ye me, you can do it. Don't let anybody else fool you. Oh, it's so hard. No, it's not. Now, you can choose to make it hard, but you can do all things through Christ Jesus. Watch this. Brother Harry, can you put up there, please, 2 Corinthians 9:8? And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you
always having all sufficiency in all things may have an abundance for every good work.
So who am I going to be worried about? Are you with me here? God is able to make all grace, undeserved favor. Are we together so far? God is able to make all undeserved favor towards me, abound towards me. Why? So that I, always having all sufficiency in few things. This is why I am challenging you to look at life differently. If this kind of thought is in us, life can be so much easier. Are you following me now?
Yeah.
I have a blessed sister that used to be a knucklehead. She killed the first husband with love. She became widow very, very young. 3 daughters, and then she was widow maybe when she was... After 6 years after she got married, she became a widow. The man died. She got married for the second time. And then she killed that one too. I mean, she became widow again. So every time I would meet her, I would say, what is it that every man that marry you, you kill them? Shut up. I tried to lead her to Christ. She came to Christ. Then a bimbo showed up, and she kind of got all excited about this guy, and they start living together. Said, you cannot be serving the Lord and living together with another man. Come on now. We're going to get married. And a few years went by. I said, okay, I'm not going to pray for God to bless you anymore. What are you going to pray for? I'm not going to pray for you, period. I'm going to just ask God to have mercy on you and don't allow you to die. What are you talking about? You're living in sin. Well, things started going bad to her. She lost her little business. Lost her job. Lost her house. Yes. Next time I meet my sister, I said, are you ready to come to the Lord? Oh, shut up. I am with the Lord. Oh, no, you ain't. No, sis. Finally, we prayed for God to make that man look at my sister and run away. Lord, make her ugly before his eyes. What kind of prayer is this? Lo and behold, I think 4 or 5 weeks later, one day he'll wake up and look at her. What? Nothing. What's the problem with you? Nothing. Why are you looking at me like that? I said nothing. Something got into that man, he disappeared. Yes! Talk to her next time. She's mad at me. So sis, why don't we agree that God's going to send you a husband? All right. So the gang got together and prayed for a husband. A dude showed up. This wasn't a bimbo, it was a dude. I said, don't you go that same route because you're going to be homeless. Make a long story short. She kind of flirted. Things wouldn't take off. They decided to get married. And within a few months, they've been using the church now to preach. What you're saying, preacher? God is able to send undeserved favor toward you and I, that you and I may always have things, always have sufficiency in all things. It's not worth to be worried or concerned about anything. Are you with me? Amen. Well, but you know, preacher, the devil will always get in the way. That's nonsense. Watch this. Brother Harry, may I have Romans 8:37? Read it with me. Yet, in all these things,
we are more than conquerors.
How?
Through Him who loved us.
If you are yoked with Jesus, God is able to provide for you in all abundance, in all sufficiency, so that you can do all things through Him. And even when hard times and difficult kicks in, yet, even in the midst of difficulty, you always come out victorious. It's the promise in the Word of God. Say amen.
Amen.
I think, brothers and sisters, that we all should feast in this thought. May I have Jeremiah 32:17. Ah, Lord God, behold, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and outstretched arm. There is nothing. Feast on that thought. Instead of looking at life in a negative way, feast on the thought that there's nothing too hard for God.
Amen.
Can you agree with me on this?
Yes.
If the family is giving you a hard time, they're a piece of cake for God. If the job is where you get in trouble, you're about to lose your job, He's able to send you an undeserved favor where you can have all sufficiency in all this stuff. Nothing is too hard for God to do. So instead of getting bent out of shape and mad and sad, whatever, feast on that thought. God is able to do anything. There isn't something that is too difficult for God to do. And Ephesians 1:22, to wrap up, says that there's nothing too difficult for you to do either. Read it with me. He put all things
under his feet
and
gave him to be head over all things to the church.
Whatever is the trouble, the difficulty, the hardship that is causing you to be anxious, worried, mad, disappointed, cryish, whatever it is, everything is under Jesus' feet. And once he has it under his feet, he gave that ability to you and I, the church. Satan can't be your molester because Satan is under his feet.
Amen.
And he handed it over to the church. Therefore, Satan is under your feet.
Amen.
Can you follow what I'm trying to say here?
Yes.
Sickness is under his feet. Therefore, sickness should not be molesting you and I. Everything is under his feet. And he granted that privilege to the church. You and I. I'm going to finish today. I still want to give you one more scripture. Colossians 1:16. Read it with me. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him. Whatever the hardship may be, whatever the difficult may be, whatever the disease may be, whatever tough time may be, all things were created by him. And I showed you earlier this morning that you are precious in his sight. He get all that stuff under his feet, and then he hand it over to you. So what do? Yoke yourself with Jesus in the times of difficulty, so you can have a sweet life. I don't believe in leftovers for the Christians, for the Bible believers. I don't believe in believers, church people, living miserable lives. This is not on the book. There is no demon in hell that will have the ability nor the power to make your life miserable, because they were all created by your Lord. And he has everything under his feet. One may ask, so how is it then that I have such a miserable life? Because you are not yet yoked with God, and because you are looking at life through the wrong prism. Let's look at life the way that God does. How does it look like at life? You are precious in his sight. He knows you by your name. And best of all, he said, Isaiah 43:1, you are mine. Look at yourself the same way that God does, and enjoy the life that God has given you. God bless you. Amen. Sister Marshall.